Today I want to talk about what to do if a woman flakes or cancels on a date, just doesn't show up. First, I want you to see this footage of two Russian women talking about how awkward first dates can be.
Are first dates fun or awkward?
First dates? For me, it's fun, really. At the beginning, I don't care, actually.
No, for me, more awkward. Sorry. But yeah, I'm nervous. Not really nervous, but like you don't know what to say, how to say, what about it. For me, it's really hard to start the conversation and to be the first, like to be the lead in the conversation. For this reason, for me, it's awkward. Mostly when the guy is quiet, you're like, okay.
Ah, so it depends on the type of a guy.
Yeah, it always depends on the type of the guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes first dates can be fun and exciting. Other times they can be really, really awkward. So you want to go on a date with a girl. You want to have that first date. And so you approach her and she gives you her phone number. Does that mean that you're necessarily going to go on a date with her? Absolutely not. Girls actually give out their phone numbers all the time. It doesn't really mean anything. Some girls will give out their phone numbers just to end an interaction. They give you their phone number, but they never really intend on answering your messages back. Or maybe they like you at the time, but they just change their mind later on. Women changing their minds? I know, crazy, but yes, it's true. So some girls won't answer your texts, but some girls will. They're polite, they seem interested, you organize a time and a place, and you've got your first date organized. Does that necessarily mean that it's going to happen? Definitely not. Lots of girls cancel at the last minute. Some just don't even show up. Flaking is one of the worst aspects of our current dating culture at the moment. It's hugely disrespectful, and it's indicative of these cultural attitudes that we have about the value of men and women, where women just feel entitled to dick men around. Why did she flake on you? Well, her time is valuable and yours isn't. She's desirable, you're not. She's a woman, you're a man. It feels personal when it happens. You're thinking, my God, I can't believe that she cancelled. I could have done so many other things with this time. Does she not understand how valuable my time is? I specifically set time out of my schedule to come and meet this girl, and now she just cancels? How can she be so disrespectful? It feels personal because it happened to you, but it's really not, because you weren't anything special in her eyes. She has an abundance of dating options around her, and from her perspective, you're just another guy trying to get into her pants. So don't take it personally, because it really isn't. The fact that she flakes says nothing about you and everything about her. Were she a higher quality woman, she would know the correct way to treat people. And, in a sense, she's done you a favor because you've just saved a whole bunch of time. She has demonstrated that she doesn't meet basic standards of civility and politeness. Good. She can have no place in your life then. So how do you handle it if a girl just cancels, just texts you right before the date saying that she's not going to turn up? She offers some weird explanation or some phony sounding excuse? Now, it can be tempting to just tell her off. She started it after all. She disrespected you first, and so it feels like it would be karma to disrespect her back. I remember one instance a long time ago when I was scheduled to meet up with a girl, have our first date, and not even before the date, like 10 minutes after we were scheduled to meet up, she sends me a text saying she's had to pick up an extra work shift or something like that. I did not take the moral high ground in that situation. I remember I walked up to the prettiest girl that I could see in my surroundings, and I asked if I could take a photo with her, which she agreed. We had a laugh, took a few photos, and I sent them to the girl who cancelled on me. Like, see how replaceable you are, whatever. It's very petty, but whatever, it was a long time ago. And I just wanted to experiment to see in that instance what it would be like to just give in to my base instincts. I don't recommend going down that route. I know that it's tempting to tell her off, but really, if you get angry or upset or anything like that, you're just demonstrating to her that her actions have hurt your feelings and you're just further giving her more power. You don't want her to have the satisfaction of knowing how much it bothered you. So I would recommend just ghosting her. Just don't text her back. That kind of behavior doesn't really deserve any kind of response. Let her guess and speculate what impact her canceling had on you. Don't give her that information. She's not entitled to that. Count your losses, move on, try and find a higher quality girl. Now, it gets more complicated if you're more invested than that, if you still want to see this girl and you want to reschedule the date. Maybe you've already been on a couple of dates and they seem to go well. Maybe her excuse sounded legitimate and you're ready to give her another chance. You're not ready to call it quits on this girl just yet. What do you do? Well, that is an extremely difficult situation to navigate. It's very complex because by cancelling on you, even if her excuse is completely legitimate and authentic, By doing that, the power has shifted away from you and towards her, and that's not good for generating attraction. Power dynamics are extremely important at the beginning of a relationship. If a man wants to be with a woman and he is chasing her and pursuing her stronger than she is pursuing him, then the relationship's not going to work. Women want men who are confident, strong, independent, masculine. If she's cancelling plans on you and you always just put up with it, then that communicates weakness and she's not going to be attracted to that. It's one of those horrible situations where the more accommodating and more understanding you are, the less attractive you are. But you can't go over the top and just start telling her off and swearing and cursing or whatever like that. That's obviously not going to make her attracted to you either. So how do you handle this? Well, it is tempting in the moment to want to text her back and let her know the impact of her behavior on your state of mind and on your day, to tell her that it's been a massive inconvenience and that you expect more notice next time. It's tempting to text her immediately with what your standards are for what you expect in a relationship and how she's not met those standards and how she's going to need to lift her game if she wants to continue to be a part of your life. I understand that temptation to just do that straight away, but you need to resist that temptation because it is not a good look. I know it seems as though you're being strong and masculine, you're putting down your boundaries, but it actually doesn't come across that way. If you've just been cancelled on, then she knows that you're going to be in an emotional state, and all the content of the messages that you send her are just going to come across as emotional and upset and needy. It just shows how invested you are, and that is not good. There is a correct time and place for that conversation, and I'm going to tell you when that is, but you just need to know that it's not over text and it's not immediately after you've been cancelled on. So how do you respond to a text that cancels plans that you have? Well, it's quite simple. You just say this. So how are you going to make this up to me? That's it. It's simple, but it communicates a lot. It demonstrates that you're not hurt or upset. So if this cancellation was just a test that she was doing to see if you're a weak man, the kind of man who has nothing else going on in his life and is hugely invested in this one date, then by communicating back with this text, it passes that test. It shows that you're not living and breathing based on what she's doing. You've got your own stuff going on. At the same time, by texting her, "So how are you going to make this up to me?" it does communicate that she's done something wrong. You're not getting all whiny or complainy or telling her off, but you are asking, how is she going to make this up to you? It's fun, it's playful, it's flirtatious, but it does set up the dynamic that she has done something wrong and she's going to need to atone for that. I know for some of the older guys who didn't really grow up with texting, the inclusion of a winky smiling face emoji at the end of that text is going to seem ridiculous or a bit immature, but actually, you need to get over that because that is a necessary ingredient. You need to demonstrate that this is a fun, flirtatious text, not something to be taken too seriously. The emoji helps communicate that intent. It shows that's the emotion underlying it. It helps set the tone, the vibe. If you don't include that, then you run the risk of being misinterpreted as though your text is extremely demanding. So, how are you going to make this up to me? That is not the vibe that you're going for. You're going for upbeat, playful, fun vibe. Lastly, this text is good because it sets the frame for the future. You place yourself as the prize, the one that she needs to earn, the one that she needs to win. If she wants you, well, she needs to win you over. In the past, she messed up and inconvenienced you. So for the future, she's going to need to work twice as hard in order to correct that imbalance. Now, it's not as though you actually need anything from her. You're not going to be demanding financial compensation for lost opportunity for as the result of this cancelled date. What you're looking for is some fun, lighthearted, symbolic gesture. What it actually is isn't really important. What the purpose is just to set up the frame. If she's a confident girl or just really sweet, then she might offer a suggestion. I'll buy drinks next time we're out. I'll give you a massage. I'll give you a blowjob. Whatever it is. Sometimes, if she's more the shy type, then she won't know what to suggest. She'll respond by saying, "Okay, what can I do for you?" Just say something stupid. Tell her that you wanted to buy you a donut or to tell you an embarrassing secret about her, whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. What's important is that you keep that frame and that flirtatious vibe going. Also, this next part is going to seem really obvious to some guys, but I think it's necessary to explain it for those men who tend to take things too literally, who are a little bit too black and white and logical in their thinking. Even if you agree on something, some way that she's going to make it up to you, she doesn't actually have to do it. That's not the point. If you reschedule and you meet up with her and you're on another date, it's going well, you're having like a fun vibe, you don't want to ruin that by suddenly saying, Remember, you promised to buy me a donut. Where's my donut? That just breaks the mood, and it shows her that you were taking this really, really seriously, that you were hugely invested, that you were massively hurt by her cancellation. This isn't about actually getting something from her. Just forget it. It's about setting a fun, flirtatious vibe. Now, when it comes to actually rescheduling the next date, hopefully she offers an alternative time. If she does that, it's easy because you're already in the frame of her chasing you. She's keen to get you on that date. If she doesn't offer an alternative and just leaves that up to you, well, you need to be extremely vague. Don't say anything like, let's reschedule for the 15th at 7:30 p.m. at this location. Don't be really specific because what if she's genuinely busy that night and says to you, no, I can't make it on that night? Then you've just been rejected twice and that is terrible for your frame. Say something really, really vague and non-committal like, I'm busy for the next couple of days, but I have some free time next week. Does that suit? It's so vague. Of course you have some free time next week. Everybody has some free time, but that's not the point. The point is to get her to commit, at least in the abstract, to seeing you again. You want her to publicly demonstrate and admit that she wants to see you again. You want to extract that commitment from her. By doing that, she has demonstrated that she has some investment in you, and that is really important in terms of you keeping frame. Hopefully she says, yes, next week is good, and then you say, awesome, what days work best for you? And then you just sort it out hassle-free from there. Now you might be thinking, what, are we just meant to let this slide? She flaked, she canceled, and you're never gonna communicate to her that, you know, overstepped your boundaries, that didn't meet your standards? No, there is an appropriate time to have that conversation, and I'm going to share that with you. But first, I want to quickly tell you about my bonus adults-only content. It's about a woman who accidentally discovers that her boyfriend has a small dick humiliation fetish by a Freudian slip that she made when she was going down on him. I talk about men who have this small dick humiliation fetish, how pleasure mixes with shame, and the underlying psychology of all of it. This is the kind of thing that I can't talk about on YouTube because certain topics, certain words are guaranteed to get me demonetized. But all of my explicit content is available on Patreon. Just $5 a month, go ahead and sign up and you get access to everything. Now, it's time to tell you when is the correct time to communicate your boundaries. You don't do it over text and you don't do it just after you've been canceled on. Give it some time and bring it up with her when you see her in person. This is a slightly adversarial topic, and so you want to wait until things are going well before you bring it up. Don't talk about it at the start of the date. Don't be like, hey, it's good to see you again. By the way, you disrespected my boundaries. Wait until the date is going well and she's laughing, having a good time, clearly into you. When you get that sense that she is invested in keeping you happy, that's when you bring it up. Just say, hey, quickly, can we talk about the other day? I know that sometimes things are going to come up and it's unexpected and there's nothing we can do about it, but it ended up being a pretty big inconvenience for me. So in the future, could you make a special effort to make sure that you give me advance notice if you ever need to cancel? I would really appreciate that. As much as possible, keep your tone of voice light and carefree. The words are heavy enough. You don't need to double down with an accusatory or judgmental tone. If the date's been going well and she's really into you, when she hears that, she's going to be extremely apologetic. She wants to keep you happy and she doesn't like that feeling like she let you down. She's now invested in making sure that she meets your standards. So remember, don't do it over text. Don't do it just after you've been cancelled on. Don't do it at the start of the date or while things are tense. Wait until things are at their best, that the conversation's going really, really well, then bring it up because that's when she's going to be the most remorseful and that's how you can guarantee that she's not going to do it again. If you want to hear more from me, just remember to check out my bonus content, The Man with the Small Dick Humiliation